Somebody in the place say amen.
Amen.
Somebody in the house say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Somebody say thank God. Say God's in control.
God is in control.
And I like it like that.
And I like it like that.
Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles. To Matthew chapter 5, we talked this morning, Matthew chapter 5, we were in verse, I believe it was 13 this morning. Now we're going to Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. How many want to do good?
Amen.
So you can have good, amen?
Amen?
How can you win? By doing what God tells you to do. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they'll see God. Blessed are peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ye are the light of the world, a city set on a hill which cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. How many want to see the world glorify God in heaven? How many want to see the world glorify God? How many believe he needs to be glorified and magnified and lifted up?
Amen.
Well, what you can do in order to get that to happen is you can let your light shine. And when your light shines, guess what? Good works will automatically start to manifest. Some say,
if I just shine the light,
it'll put some stuff to work. Look at somebody and tell them, shine the light. Say, turn the lights on.
Turn the lights on.
So we can get to work. Now, so many people want to seek their own glory. They want to seek their own profit, all those things. But God said, bless. Everybody say, how many want to be blessed tonight?
Amen.
How many want to be blessed in life?
Amen.
These are real easy instructions. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said, and you try it in your life and see if it works for you. I believe it will. Amen. Blessed means to be happy. Did you know that?
Amen.
This word blessed, he said, listen, so many people walking around life miserable, always depressed, always sad. Now we know the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it. But this type of blessing is a mindset blessing.
Amen.
It's a mindset blessing. Amen. How many would love to come out of the rut? Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to get blessed anyhow. When you hear the evil report, you can be blessed anyhow. Somebody say, thank God. When the devil tries to tell you you're headed down a wrong road, something's not going to work out for you, I'm going to do this to you. Somebody say, I'm not going to let the devil steal my joy. No matter what the devil tries to do, he can't take away my blessing.
Amen.
Say, I'm still going to be blessed. I'm going to go to church and get blessed after I hear the worst news.
Amen.
I'm going to go to church and get blessed when my head's hurting so bad it feels like my eyes going to pop out.
Amen.
I'm going to go to church and get blessed when I don't know whether I want to wake up tomorrow morning by the things we got to face.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm going to be blessed anyhow.
Blessed.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
See,
you can live a life of blessing. If you go to church and get blessed, how can you not get blessed throughout the week?
Amen.
If God can't bless you here, he can't bless you anywhere. Somebody say, the blessing starts in the house.
Amen.
You sit up here and get blessed. And that blessing will get all over you and start to manifest throughout the week.
Amen.
See, many people think that the things that come as the result of the blessing are the blessing. See, you go to church and get blessed, and he lifts your countenance, he lifts everything about you. You can't help but go out in the world and let that light shine. When people see you, hey, that's a child of God. That's somebody I need to get behind. That's something I need to support. That's somebody I gotta make a break for someplace. Somebody say, get blessed.
Get blessed.
Get blessed until your light starts to shine.
Amen.
Outshine the darkness. The devil likes to put some clouds in your life. Try to put out the sun. Trying to pull the curtain on you. Try to turn the electricity off. Somebody say, I'm going to keep the light on. I'm going to go to God and get blessed.
I'm going to go to God get blessed.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. There have been many times people, you know, they don't know. You can go through some stuff and you can get through it if you just go to church and get blessed. Devil may kick you behind all week long until you learn how to fight back. Amen. But go get healed up on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Go on and get blessed.
Amen.
So you're able to fight back.
That's right.
Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
The world want to do you harm, go to church and let God do you good. He'll bless you out of all that mess.
Amen.
That's what he does. He takes you up to a high place. He said, listen, he'll restore your soul.
Amen.
He'll restore you. He'll take you up someplace and bless you real good. Amen. When you don't feel like you can go another step, you say, oh, God, I just want to cry. I just want to give it all up. And God said, no, I want you to get in there and get blessed. Let you know I can outlove you. Glory to God. I can love you more than the devil hates you.
Amen.
I can bless you so much that where things in your life, somebody say, have got to change.
Thank you, Jesus.
They've got to give in to the blessing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm talking about being blessed.
Amen.
I'm talking about having anointing on you so strong from getting blessed in the presence of God that stuff got to come your way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank Jesus.
Amen.
Say, thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, I'm going to get blessed tonight.
I'm going to get blessed tonight.
See, that's what it's all about. People are waiting. They think that blessing is going to be in the mailbox. I tell you what, you get blessed right here. You know what? The check follows the blessing.
That's right.
The job follows the blessing.
Amen.
The breakthrough follows the blessing. The turnaround follows the blessing.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God. I tell you what, the turnaround doesn't bring the blessing. I'm going to tell you what, the turnaround follows the blessing. You get blessed to where your situation's got to change.
Amen.
You get so anointed to where somebody go to jump on the plane, they got to turn the thing around. Somebody say, I got blessed.
I got blessed.
And got some authority and got some power to face any situation.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, y'all don't want to have church tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Y'all just want to look at me and look real crazy. I'm going to tell you, you can get blessed.
Amen.
Yes, I'm doing it, girl. Go on. She brought you right on time. Amen. Amen. It said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Somebody say, poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say, all glory. I'm going to tell you, when you feel all beat up, anybody ever had the wind knocked out of you? Anybody ever had the wind knocked out of you? That's what that means. Blessed are you when you get the wind knocked out of you. When you feel like you lost all your strength out in the natural. Listen, our strength is made perfect. You know what? Our weakness is made perfect. What is it, Jesse? Help me now. Our strength is made perfect when we, he is strong when we are weak. But there's another one about being perfected when we're weak. Somebody say amen. That's when God can display himself and show himself strong in us.
Amen.
Somebody say, when I got the wind knocked out of me. If it was knocked out of me, it wasn't doing me no good. It just made some more room for the presence of God. So listen, if you're poor in spirit tonight, where you lost all that energy, all your step, all your pep, you didn't feel like going on another day. I don't know if I can faith up another 15 minutes. I don't know if I can pray another prayer. I don't know if I can show up at that job another day. I don't want to see his face again. How many had you the wind knocked out of you? But when Jesus got in the room, Jesus got in that room and saw some people that had their spirit knocked out of them. All depressed, all worn out, all cast down. Somebody say, help me, somebody.
Help me, somebody.
Just begging for help. Woo, glory to God. There's some people out here that, you know, they get to the point and say, I just need somebody to help me, please. Beggarly in spirit. But blessed are those that are beggarly in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
It's easy to slip over to the supernatural when you had the wind knocked out of you. Mm-hmm. Say, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When you've lost all your energy, all your strength, and your life's been completely blown out from under your feet, that's time, it's real easy for you to slip over to the other side.
Amen.
He said, that's when the kingdom of heaven's available to you. When you've lost all of your energy, you've lost all of your strength, you've lost all your willpower, you lost all that stuff, guess what? That's yours. Say, now you get to draw on the resources of the other side. When you run out of money, that's when you get to pull on God's resources. When you run out of strength, that's when you get to pull on his strength. Some say, I don't have any more. Thank God.
Amen.
Some say, what I'm going to pay for this thing for now, what's going to take? Say, I'll pull it on heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Y'all not hearing me. Said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And so many of you have been hearing the word. You've been going through all these things. You say, I don't know if I have anything to offer. I don't know if I have anything I can do. I don't know if I can handle anything. I want to find out what that is. Is it a party next door? Y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Hallelujah. Just pray in Holy Ghost. It'll be a couple minutes.
Praise God. Pastor, we'll be back shortly. Why don't we just take a minute and, you know, a lot of times the devil likes to bring distraction any way he can. And so the best thing to do is just pray a little bit, get back in the spirit. Pastor Rod's got a good word. And, you know, the Bible says Satan comes immediately to steal the seed. Immediately. So, you know, sometimes he distracts us in our head. Sometimes he'll give physical distractions. But we just need to pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute as Pastor Rod's working this out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ye korobosa talarabahasiye, ke korobosa labatiye. Ye korobahasiye. Let's just pray, everybody. He korobosa tibolokotashiye borabasi. Ye boroboso titiye labahasiye korobosha.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Isn't that good? Thank God for good neighbors. Y'all were too quiet over here to say, I thought y'all were done. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So when you feel like giving up, God will give you strength. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
Now it says this, that blessed are they that mourn. So if you're mourning tonight, feel like you've lost something, you're a little sad about it. Amen. Somebody say blessed.
Blessed.
Guess what? You're about to get blessed.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you, if you had the wind knocked out of you, you're about to get blessed. I'm here to tell you, if you're mourning tonight, guess what? You're about to get blessed. Because the Bible said, you shall be comforted. Somebody say, thank God for that comfort. He's going to take that sorrow away and give us some comfort. But one thing about the comfort of God, amen, he just doesn't say, pat you on the back and leave you there. He said, I'm going to pat you on the back and tell you, hey, it's going to be all right because I'm going to make it all right.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
So if you're mourning, if you're grieving, if you're upset, get to the house of God and get blessed. Somebody say, thank God. See, God got to a bunch of people, and he said, listen, he got to a bunch of people, and I'm sure all the people, the multitude, was about him. They had all this stuff going on in their life. They didn't have it all going on. I mean, they didn't have everything great going on in their life. They had some negative stuff probably going on in their life, all kind of issues.
Amen.
And then they were standing in front of Jesus, and before Jesus even started, he talked to teach them. He said, listen, I want to let you know straight up, blessed are you. They said, what, with all this stuff going on in my life, all this mess you're talking about, blessed? He said, blessed are they. Glory to God. If you got a problem, I'm here to tell you tonight, you're blessed because I'm here.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
If you're sorrowful, I don't care what your condition is. I don't want you to know if you got sorrow in your life. Guess what? You're about to get blessed. Comfort's about to come.
Amen.
Somebody say, everybody in here
shall
be blessed.
Woo,
that's about God. I tell you what, we've had the Holy Ghost coming here at times, and the Holy Ghost said, listen, every one of them shall be blessed.
Amen.
My, that's the kind of people he likes. Like he got in here, if he was going to preach, he'd say, blessed are they. Amen. Blessed are they that are poor in spirit. Just not talking people with pauper mentality. It's just not talking about people that have a pauper's mentality. It's about people that have lost everything and don't feel like they can go on another step. I want you to know you're blessed. Glory
yes.
to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to know that not only that, that if you're sorrowful, that you shall be comforted. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Now that word comfort means, see, it says, blessed for they shall be comforted, means that they're going to have a prayer.
Amen.
He's going to turn your sorrow into a prayer.
Amen.
When you get blessed, somebody say, thank God for being blessed in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the best blessing in the world is to let the presence of God get all over your body. Let the presence of God get all in your mind. Let the presence of God get all in the inside of your spirit. Somebody say, thank God. When he turns, somebody say, he'll turn that stuff around for you. See, he'll bless you whether you want to be blessed or not sometime. You'll get up under anointing and the Holy Ghost will get on you. You feel like crying and all of a sudden you find yourself praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm talking about being blessed. It says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And that word comfort basically means to pray. Somebody say, that means the Holy Ghost will get on you and turn that tear into a prayer. Somebody, that thing will turn around. Say, turn it around, God. Say, turn my sorrow into a Holy Ghost intercession. Turn it around till I pray to where I know everything's going to be all right. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Blessed are they that mourn. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. He's going to bless you, all right. He's going to give you some power to get over it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when?
Amen.
Somebody say, thank the Jesus. Thank Jesus.
Jesus.
Said, blessed are the meek. Somebody say, the meek.
The meek.
For they shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
See, there were certain people, I'm sure they were thinking like we were thinking a bit more. Some people think if they just knock everybody out of the way, they'll win everything.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, you got that? I know how to get it from you. I'm just going to take it from you. There's some people that live with that mentality. Girl, you better take up for yourself. You don't take up for yourself, they're going to walk all over you. Better learn to stick up for yourself. People take assertiveness classes. Don't let them say that to you.
Amen.
Better stick up for yourself. You don't look out for yourself, nobody else will. You ever heard people like that? And there were a bunch of people, you know, that just didn't have that type of mentality. I don't want to be ugly. Amen. I'm tired of telling everybody off. I'm tired of fighting, you know. You got that point. You said, I've been fighting for years and it still ain't got nothing. Glory to God. Tired of going through changes with this one, going through changes with that one. Glory to God. And you say, you just got to toughen up and keep life's a battle. No, it's not. No, it's not. Somebody say, thank God. And if you're tired of fighting and tired of battling stuff and trying to be smarter than the other one, trickier than the other one, faster than the other one, amen? I mean, you got to be sharp today with some of these people you have to think. You know what? He said, blessed are the meek. Blessed are the meek. I want you to know, let me tell you what, if you got tired up, you just want to humble yourself, say, let them all run. I don't care if they get there first. There's going to be a piece of chicken left for me. You can be humble about it. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Blessed are you that don't feel like you faster than the other one. Amen?
Amen.
You slow on the draw. Mm-hmm. The meek, humble. For you, the one that's going to inherit the earth. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
How many don't feel like you qualify in certain cases, in certain situations?
Amen.
In our country, they say, if you ain't got no money, you ain't going nowhere. You got to have something to get something. I used to think that, but I'm here to tell you tonight, guess what? If you're in humble circumstances, blessed are you.
Amen.
Blessed are you. And I'm not talking about you're blessed because you're broke. I'm telling you you're blessed because you're about not to be broke no more. Amen?
Amen.
If you're in a humble circumstance, you're blessed because Jesus is here and he's about to make everything all right. He said, I am blessed, amen, to preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
To bring good news. Some say, you're blessed. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy tonight. I'm getting there. I know I went over there and told them to turn it down. Somebody say, thank God for that. I tell you what, that's just a miracle right there. How'd you like to battle with that? That's the first time in 5 years we've ever had that. Isn't that good?
Amen.
They pay rent just like we do, and I'm sure we blasted them out 10 times more than they've ever thought about blasting us out. I wonder if they got a picture hanging on the wall. So we appreciate that. That's a blessing.
Amen.
And we love them, and they love us. Amen. But it says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You're blessed if you believe it. Somebody say, my lifestyle. Say, I'm covered. I don't have to fear anything. He said, listen, if I just love the Lord, I'll be blessed.
Amen.
And I'll win.
Amen.
Somebody say, relax.
Relax.
Chill. You don't have to fight no more. You're blessed.
Amen.
Put your gun away, honey. You're blessed. Stop packing, you're blessed. Somebody say, thank God. Anybody listening to me tonight?
Amen.
See, we're the salt of the earth. But if the salt's lost its savor, what good is it? How do you got to learn to start to get salty about it? Amen. Somebody say, start to act like a believer. Start to act like Jesus and watch that thing turn around or it will do you no good. So we know that the poor in spirit are what? Blessed. How many poor in spirit do we have here? There are some people don't want to get a job anymore. They're poor in spirit. They've lost so many of them. They don't have the strength to go even. They don't even want to see the help wanted at. Amen? You know, you can get people like that. You can just deny them so much, you know. So many people say, forget it. I ain't going to apply. No more housing complex or nothing. I'm just going to live in a box. And that's called having the wind knocked out of you. People don't realize what it's like when people get the wind knocked out of them. I don't feel like I can go on another step. Forget it. I ain't going to read another book. Somebody, how many of you been there had the wind knocked out of you? I ain't going to sing another note. Any wind knocked out of people, are you? I'm here to tell you because of Jesus, he's going to fix that. Blessed, you're blessed because God's going to put the wind of the Holy Ghost back on the inside of you. You're going to get back up again. It's not the devil has not locked you out forever. You get a hold of Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that gospel's going to preach you right back up where you belong. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care how many times the devil hits you. You're going to get up again.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, hallelujah. Somebody said, that's what the Holy Ghost does. He'll restore your joy. He'll restore your peace. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to get over this. Way over it.
Way over it.
Hallelujah. Y'all going to be blessed. I'll have you out here by 8:30. I'll try. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Amen. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Somebody say hallelujah. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Glory to God. Blessed are they which do hunger. Say, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. So there are certain people that are hungry and thirsting just to love Jesus. In this society, when people are hungry for God, people think you're crazy. People think you're crazy. Aren't you sick of going to church? You know, haven't you had enough? You get persecuted. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I'll get you. Yes. Huh? That's the truth. Somebody say praise God. I believe you. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. So blessed. God's ministering there. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. This gospel's for you, honey. This gospel's for us all. Amen. He's here to tell you you're the blessed one. Somebody say thank God. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. You got it. I believe you. That's right. If that's your faith, that's exactly what God will do. And he will use you to do that. I receive it. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh, that's a good word. That's a good word for some of the people in here tonight. You don't understand it, what that scripture really means. We just think, oh, they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, that's nice. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, of course you're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost, but you know what that means? For they shall be prospered.
Amen.
For they shall be made fat.
Yeah.
For they shall reign and they shall prosper. When I looked up that word, I like that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
That word filled means, that means they will be completely satisfied. They'll have food in abundance.
Amen.
Somebody say thank God for that. Some of you done laid down your life to follow Jesus and sacrifice stuff. You could have done this, you could have done that, but you're hungry for God's way. You're hungry for the way of the cross. You're hungry. You want to do things the right way. You want to do God's way. God said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst to do things in the righteous way. How many are hungry to love the Lord? Amen. You love God more than anything in the world, and it costs something when you love the Lord. I tell you what, you got to put down some stuff. There's a price you got to pay. To stay in the presence of God, to stay in the anointing of God. To preach this thing, man, I'm energetic. I can go get me a job someplace and make me buku money if I want to. I know I could. If I focused as much of my energy, much of my time on money as I did on this church, I'd be loaded.
Amen.
But you know what? I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but thank God. Amen. Somebody say, it pays to serve the Lord. He said, for they shall be filled. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I know he said he'd do it. That means that you'll reign, glory to God. Don't be afraid to follow your destiny. It'll pay you in the long run.
Yeah.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Some people got this mentality. I'm just called to love the Lord. And I'll just love him. Just he and me and me and my little humble little place. Bible says, they shall be filled. Glory to God. Somebody say, filled.
Filled.
Look at somebody and say, I'm going to get filled. Amen. Jesus told me they shall be filled. Amen. They shall be full. Glory to God. In abundance. Amen. They shall be completely satisfied. You know, you start putting yourself on rations right now. You start feeling, you know, start sacrificing right now. You'll be completely satisfied in the latter end. And there'll be a lot of people that did things, everything their flesh dictated for them to do. They didn't listen to the Holy Ghost. They didn't listen to the anointing. They'll be in lack.
Amen.
They'll be in lack. But those that honor God and put the Lord first and seek his kingdom, you'll never be in lack for any good thing that God wants you to have.
Amen.
Somebody say, they shall be. Say, they shall be filled. And that's real sad. It said, it goes from being hungry to gorging yourself. That word means to gorge. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That means you've been hungry so long, they're going to put that good stuff in front of your face, you're going to tear it up. Said, they shall, it means to gorge. It means when it finally gets there, you really going to enjoy it. Hallelujah. It might take a while to get it. Somebody say they're going to gorge themselves. Somebody say hallelujah. Blessed are the merciful. Somebody say praise God for that. The Bible says, for they shall obtain mercy. I'm tired of being compassionate to everybody. Talking about being compassionate. Some people think, I'm just so nice, what a cross I got to bear. Being nice to everybody, what a life. These people just wearing me out. I'm just being good to everybody, just getting beat up. There's certain people think, oh, it's what a miserable life we got. And for those that think that having this life of doing the right thing and being caring, if you're not going to care for others, who's going to care about yourself? I won't care for me. Good Lord, y'all have a good enough job doing with that. I wear y'all out caring for me. Tell you what, if you got to care, you the worst person you got to care for, amen, because you can't tell yourself no because you know exactly what you need, amen, and exactly what you got. I'd much rather care for others, amen.
Amen.
But blessed are the merciful. That means everybody else lock up when they see a need arise. Everybody lock up. You know, ooh, God. You can just hear it. Lock, lock, ching, ching, ching. They lock up them wallets, lock up them refrigerators. Glory to God. You know, put the food under the table. You're not going to get nothing. You know, they're not going to have mercy anywhere. You know, but blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Sow mercy, reap mercy. You show compassion, you'll reap compassion. Someone said, that's a blessing. Blessed are the pure in heart. Somebody say, thank God for that. Now, you know, there's a good revelation that I'm getting you there. There are certain people, they got every other piece of junky thing in their heart, and that's all they meditate on all day long, junk. They kinky, so everybody else they think is kinky, you know. I got to bring it out there. This is really what that means. People that aren't pure in heart, everything is perverted. Everything they think about somebody's perverted. Everything they think about somebody else perverted. I bet you they doing this. It's what they choose to see. You know, if they're going to look at a situation, they're going to find the bad. I bet you they're stealing. Mm-hmm. See, there are certain people that think, say, you better be smart. You better wise up. But there are certain people that are just pure. Somebody say pure. Think no evil. They believe the best in every circumstance. I tell you, I don't want a life where I have to, you know, always be looking for the worst in people. And if I see something bad, I'm going to look the other way. Everybody's got something.
Amen.
But I don't have to dwell on it. Amen. There are people, they're going to tell you, man, you just feel slimed. We went out with one boy. He didn't want the whole gospel music industry out. I mean, he done took them all to San Francisco, to Vegas, and just warm. I can't even listen to gospel music anymore. You hurt my feelings so bad. You know, talk about them people so bad. You met people like that? No preacher's a good preacher, you know? I mean, by the time they got finished on the radio, after Jimmy Swaggart, you couldn't listen to anybody. Took everything from you.
Amen.
Those are people that aren't pure in heart. Oh, you look hard enough, you can find something with everything. They find something wrong with it. Always griping and always complaining. Always smelling something. They don't know the thing they smell is themselves. Somebody say glory to God. But for those, amen, I tell you what, for those that decide that they don't want to see the wrong, they want to believe the best. Somebody say glory to God. Let me tell you what, if I see some crap with somebody else, I'm not going to sit there and look at it. I'm going to go the other way. Ain't going to do me no good to look at it because you become what you behold.
Amen.
Whatever you look at is what you get. You want to be a freak? Keep looking at freaks. Somebody said, hey, y'all know me. As soon as I find out somebody crazy, I'm on the other side. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to dwell on it, meditate. I'll work it through and then find out, get all the facts. Where are they today? They ain't going to be a part of me, and I'm not going to be focused on them. I'm not going to be worried about them. You hear what I'm saying? I'm going to go on about my business, let them go on about theirs, tell them the truth, and roll on. I'm not going to give it any time in my heart.
Amen.
I want to be pure in my heart. Some people say, I'm so holy and I'm so pure, but they're not holy and pure because they're carrying everybody else's sin on the inside of them. They got everybody else's snapshots, shots of what sister did, shots of what brother did, shots of what they thought this one did. Amen. You know what? And God go to open you up and he sees all these memories in your head. And none of those things you did yourself, but you got them all programmed and cataloged in yourself. You got all those things on your hard drive of what everybody else did. You got to work yourself through that stuff. People are going to do some wild stuff. And as a pastor, you usually hear it all. And you got to learn how to, just as quick as it gets in, get it out.
Amen.
You got to learn to stay pure. And what do you mean by staying pure? Stay pure and stay holy, stay innocent. Don't focus on it. You know, act like everybody's in preschool. Really? You wouldn't believe the stuff that you wouldn't believe the stuff that we get that we have to turn over.
Amen.
You wouldn't believe the stuff we get that we have to turn over and turn over and leave it to Jesus so we can go on with a smile on our face and still be pure. And still see the purity in others. We had one person told they were mad at their spouse because if it wasn't for their spouse, they wouldn't have to get up there their naked dancing. And they lost all their money they were making from dancing. They were literally having it out. You made me give up my career. Somebody say amen. I'll tell you what, if y'all being a pastor is better than Ricky Lake, I don't need the Ricky Lake show. I don't need Jerry Springer, Ricky Lake. I don't need none of it. Man, if we wouldn't pull it out, we just pull everybody's business out right up here. This place be packed. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We get a little bit of cause, and that's how we do church. But you got to stay pure. Because if you allow all that stuff to stay in your memory, to stay in your heart and get to you and wear you out, guess what's going to happen? You'll never see Jesus. You can't keep other people's sins, your own sins, their faults in front of your face and see Jesus through all that junk. That's the same thing with unforgiveness. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And many people can't see God because they're so busy looking at everybody else's junk. Somebody say glory to God. People come in here, you know, everybody, I'm going to tell you what, everybody, something, God can use anybody. He spoke through an ass, through a donkey. I'm saying that, right? One time I was preaching and I got myself confused. Can I say this? Y'all are real. I was preaching a sermon one time, and instead of God spoke through the ass, I said, God spoke through the ass of a donkey. You know? When I meant to say it the other way. You know, I just said what I did. Went up there, didn't that preach it? If God can speak through the... I'm a donkey. He can speak through me.
Amen.
But so many of us, we miss God's best in people. We can't see God in anybody. Somebody makes one mistake, we will never, we'll never think that God would ever use them to do anything. If they don't have wings on the top of their head and shuck them up all the time like that, God, we will never find God. They could never have Jesus. But blessed are the pure in heart, for we can find God. Amen. For God is everywhere. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When you're pure in heart and not so judgmental and not so stuck and not so rigid, you can find out that everybody loves Jesus. Amen. And that Jesus loved people that are living on the streets like this woman over here. I mean, you're not living on the street like she said tonight, that other people are living on the street and she cares about them. Don't you think Jesus cares about people living on the street?
Amen.
But if your heart's so clogged, say, oh, there's somebody just interrupting the service. You ever get one? Amen. Just get one. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. No, no, you're okay. Look, now she's mad. No, no, no. No, she's okay. No, she's okay. No, we're good. She's doing good. She's doing good. So, but blessed. Somebody say blessed.
Blessed.
Are the pure in heart. For they'll see God.
Amen.
And many times God's trying to get to you through people and through situations and through things.
Amen.
And you can't find God in it because you're so stuck looking at junk. Somebody say hallelujah. Look beyond.
Hallelujah.
No, you're okay, honey. You're okay, dear. She's doing good. She's okay. Amen. We love you. I love you. I really do. I feel the love of the Holy Ghost over there towards you. Yes, I do. You're all right, dear. Somebody, blessed are the pure in heart, for what will happen? They will see God. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. For God's hanging with all kind of people today, I tell you that.
Amen.
We think he's sitting up there with the church and the hypocrites. I hope he doesn't go to church. The devil goes to church. Glory to God. But God just gets around people that love him, that people want to be used by him, and people that are innocent and people that are sincere. Somebody said, I want to be pure in heart.
I want to be pure in heart.
So I can see God.
So I can see God.
So many people saw everything else. They didn't have no time to look for Jesus. Move out of the way, Jesus. You see? Go on. Get out of the way. Oh, Lord, look what's going on over there. I'm enjoying the night. I believe the joy of the Holy Ghost is in this place. I'm getting there. Am I preaching all right, Jesse, or is it just a fiasco?
That's wonderful.
Okay, it's good. He says it's good. Amen. And blessed. Now, this is a good one here. Blessed. Somebody say, here's another blessing. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the peacemakers. Somebody say, thank God for that one.
Thank God for that one.
For they shall be called the children of God. Now, you notice that we had everybody else that saw wrong and everything else. Then you got troublemakers. Opposite of a troublemaker is a peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Peacemakers will be called the children of God. How many want to be a child of God?
Amen.
The kinship of God, heir of salvation. This word basically means the child of God. Peacemaker means, somebody say, every once in a while you can get babies in here. Now, you don't want to pacify people forever. You don't want to pacify, sooner or later you're going to have to tell people the truth. You need to get over your junk. You just wrong. Amen. You can pacify them for a little bit, but after a while, they just need to know straight up. Amen. You know, no, you wrong. How many seen us get there? Amen. You wrong. You better get it right. You're going to bust hell wide open. Amen. You old enough to know better right now. You done messed your pants. Amen. You wrong. And people need to grow up. But there is a time. There is a time that we can pacify and fix some things and work some stuff out. And we as believers, and we're talking about wanting to grow in the year to come. Amen. In the year to come. Bless. If you want to be blessed, be a peacemaker.
Amen.
You ever met people? You know, instead of trying to make peace, they see people already having problems with one another. Instead of them trying to make peace, they want to make the trouble. Ooh, girl, did you hear that? I don't know what you thought, but this is what I thought they were trying to say. And expect to be blessed. Amen. Somebody say, blessed are the peacemakers. For they'll be called the children of God.
Amen.
Somebody say, that's a child of God over there. Amen. How many want to be a peacemaker?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. I can speak like this because I tell you what. Nobody loved to make trouble more than Pastor Rod when I was out there. I think I got some of y'all in here today. God get me back sevenfold. Amen. For some of the stuff I've sown out here in some of them churches. I was like a teenage boy. And I was at this church. And we just decided, let's walk in here with an attitude. For no reason whatsoever. We were in the choir. And the pastor's wife was the director of the choir. And we said, where she look at us? Let's just not even speak. Let's just stick our head up. We're going to start something. You know, just wanting to start some mess. You ever met people like that? No reading whatsoever. You just want to be ugly. There she go. And there were going to be some trouble. We're going to be right in the middle of it. And there wasn't no trouble. We were going to start nothing. You know, we didn't have the Holy Ghost to enjoy. All we had to do was enjoy the devil's work. And wonder why it took us so long to be blessed. Wonder why I still ain't got my car, what I sold 20 years ago. Can't get blessed acting like that. Can't get... you can't get blessed acting like that. I repent in time and time and time again. Whatever you're dealing with is something you put out there.
Amen.
Blessed are the peacemaker. Now I won't be to the point where people are upset. I'm going to enjoy the peace of God more than I'm going to do the fight or the fur falling. We got to learn to grow up. When we were in high school, we all loved to see people fight in high school. We all enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. But that's the way we can get in church sometimes. We just love to see the fights. We love to see the fur fly. Amen. But we can't, we're not going to be blessed like that. That's not good.
Amen.
We got to inspire one another. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to be a peacemaker. So I can be called a child of God. Troublemakers are going to be called a child of the devil. Peacemakers are going to be called a child of God. Somebody say amen. Peacemakers bring people together. That's why we would call a child of God, because that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus didn't come down to earth to find out how bad we messed up and then report it back to God the Father. They still doing it, Lord. They still don't love you. If he came to be a troublemaker, oh, it's worse than it was when it was worse than when Adam and Eve did. That was just two of them then. Now the whole place is packed and all of them corrupt. But Jesus didn't come with that mentality, did he? He came with a different mentality. Amen. What does the devil do before the Father all day long? Accuse. Accuse the brethren. And boy, we give them a lot of ammunition. I mean, we send them tapes. We make it real easy. Sometimes we don't even need the devil to accuse. We do it ourselves. Amen. But Jesus came, amen, as a peacemaker to reconcile us to God the Father. So we should do the same thing. Somebody say, in every issue, in every case, let's be the peacemaker and end up being blessed.
Amen.
Anybody need a blessing? Find some people that are going at it and make some peace there. And watch the blessing of God start to flow in your life. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm 8 minutes over. I'm getting there. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why don't you stand up? This is a good place to stop. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward where? Rejoice and be exceeding. Anybody had anybody talk about you lately? If nobody talked about you, you ain't got nothing in heaven. So when everybody else rejoices, you get sad. Amen. But if you've done the right, I'm going to tell you what, if you do what God wants you to do, people are going to talk about you. Nobody talked about you. And notice that it said, talk about you falsely. And if you did something, amen. You don't get blessed when you do something and people talk about you when you do something wrong. Amen. Amen. The report's got to be false. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't get blessed when people just speaking the truth about you. Amen. I'm enjoying tonight. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Stretch your hand out and get blessed. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. And by faith, you can take that reward in heaven and cause it to manifest and to materialize right down here. Say to yourself as you're praying, just go on, just say to yourself, Lord, people have really been talking about me. Say, ooh, my blessing must be big. Woo, think about it. Just think about your last, what people have said about you and what people thought. Amen? And just start to praise God for that reward you got in heaven. Say, wow. Glory to God. He no Christian. Glory. Somebody say, my reward is great. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Great is your reward. When people talk about you and come against you, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Jesus told you to. Don't tell you just put a smile on. He said, be exceedingly. So say, overdo it.
Overdo it.
Be glad.
Be glad.
For great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
Now we know somebody say, oh, I can't wait to get to heaven. When we all get, so I can get them rewarded. Everybody talk to get about me to get. Amen. I'm going to go to heaven and get it. You don't have to die to get them rewards. You're not going to need them up there. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is a reward in and of itself. Amen.
Amen.
You go to heaven to see Jesus, not to get a big mansion. Amen. You'll have one. You need a big mansion down there. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus said, thy will be done on earth.
That's right.
As it is in heaven.
Amen.
So if you got a great reward in heaven, God wants it down here on earth.
Amen.
So you rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Amen.
They called you crazy for loving God, crazy for sowing, crazy to stand in the gap, crazy for believing. Amen. They just don't understand you. Amen. You rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now just start to rejoice right where you are. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm a peacemaker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm humble. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed. Somebody say, I got the wind put back in me again. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I dare you to get blessed right now. I dare you. I dare you to get blessed right now. You can go if you want to, but I dare you. I'm closing right now. Let me say a benediction.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, bless them as they leave this place. Bless this service and keep them in your care.